everybody. Welcome to the Queen of the Ring podcast. Starting off the stream early with a little mute session. I'm so sorry, but hello. Welcome in. Happy Friday, everybody. There was a big week that we had in the wrestling world. Such a huge, huge week for women's wrestling, for AEW. Mercedes Moné has arrived. She has graced her presence in AEW at Big Business and Dynamite. Loved it. I love the presentation. I love that she opened the show. She closed the show. I love that she got the CM Punk treatment, pretty much. She got the recognition that she deserved. And I think that with the way that they set this up, it was all speculated on rumors, right? There were hints, of course, but it was all based on rumors, and they were all true. All of the rumors were true. She showed up. She opened the show. Huge, huge ovation, and I think that she absolutely deserves it. The pop that she got for the CEO was massive. So massive and so well-deserved. She looked phenomenal. I'll say that. She looked like a million bucks. She always does, but this outfit, the little like coat that she had when she was done with her promo, she took it all off. She had this little bodysuit moment going on, the sunglasses. Like when she comes out and she presents herself, she has always done this. She presents herself like a megastar because that's what she wants to be. And I felt that. I felt that with her AEW debut. I felt that with her promo. It was endearing. She was really speaking to the fans. She got a little emotional, you know, but who wouldn't? Who wouldn't get emotional for a thunderous reaction like that, you know? So really good on the presentation overall from Mercedes to Tony Khan to AEW all across the board. It was great. I thought it was awesome. Again, for her to get that CM Punk treatment, that tells me that they are going to really invest in her appearance, in her time in AEW. And love that she closed out the show. She saved Willow Nightingale. I love that because that was the last time she was in the ring, was against Willow Nightingale. So I like that they're starting off with a continuation. I love continuity. You love to see it. And so I think it's great. Now, the question that everyone is speculating, how much money is she getting? How much money is she getting? What is she getting paid? Is she getting paid more than me? I already know that. I'm barely getting paid just as a freelance content creator and just a person living in New York City. All of my money goes to rent and bills. Times are rough out here, but how much money is she making? That's the overall question. And she reportedly, Tony Khan offered her more money than WWE and the WWE officials, you know. And I see a lot of fans online being upset about this, being upset that she's getting paid a lot of money. Why? Why are you upset? I think for some people, right, it's, oh, well, I don't think that she deserves to get that much money. Okay, well, that's your opinion. That's your opinion, right? But in the world of wrestling, in the world of women conquering professional wrestling, if she is the most paid wrestler in AEW, in the biggest like paid women's wrestler in the world, isn't that good for business? Isn't that good for women's wrestling? To be positioned to this spotlight of being a main event star, a position of gaining so much money because you're banking on your worth, you know your value, that's a great thing in women's wrestling, because again, like, we want women's wrestling to conquer. We want it to be larger than anything. I mean, right now, I'll say this: Mercedes is best friend Bailey. She, right now, and I've said this so many times, she has the most consistent storyline going into WrestleMania. She is a Royal Rumble winner, and all of that is getting overshadowed by the bullshit that's happening with Cody Rhodes and The Rock and Roman and Seth Rollins. She should be getting so much more of a spotlight, equally a spotlight that they're getting, that they're receiving. And I know that everyone's like, oh, well, it's The Rock, of course, blah, blah, blah. It's not, like, Bayley's not at the level of The Rock or Cody. She's not, because they haven't invested and banked on her to be at that level. But when you have someone like Mercedes, sure, it's a different company, but it's the fact that she is being treated like this megastar that we all have witnessed with CM Punk. Unfortunately, CM Punk did not live up to the hype. And he's still not doing that because he's still injured in a different company with a different injury. But I like this. And I think that this is going to help women's wrestling be taken more serious. I think with having Mercedes, I mean, she's a megastar. Listen to the pop again that she received on Wednesday when she came out. That CEO pop was so loud. That chant, I did not expect it to be as loud as it was. It was mega. And from the tweets that I saw of people that were there live, it was thunderous. And that makes me really happy to hear. I'm not sure of the amount of money that she is making, but if it's more than, or if it's like, she wanted, the rumors are she wanted Becky Lynch level money with WWE and they weren't budging with that. I mean, this is the company that didn't see Will Ospreay being a star. Because that came out this week that Triple H didn't see the value in Will Ospreay, didn't see that Will Ospreay was a star, that he was charismatic and he was just like flippy floppy wrestler. Oh, okay, I think he's great, whatever. I'm going to assume they don't know what the hell they're doing. If they're not positioning themselves to give Mercedes Becky Lynch level money, she more than deserves it. She is one of, she is one of the pioneers of modern day wrestling. I'm not even going to say just women's wrestling. She's a pioneer for just wrestling today. And so to position her and say like, oh, well, I don't think she should be making Becky Lynch level money or Charlotte Flair level money is complete bullshit. And so I'm just cursing up a storm. It's fucking bullshit, blah, 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 blah. But you get what I mean. Like, she does deserve that type of money. She does deserve that spotlight. And she's getting it in AEW. And that's great. I think it's great. And I think it does help women's wrestling as a whole. I mean, think about how massive it was when she showed up at the Tokyo Dome. Think about how massive it was when she sold out. She was the only match that was presented at Battle in the Valley in New Japan. She was the main event against Kairi for the IWGP Women's Championship. I believe that was the only match that was announced at the time when they announced the show. They announced that she was going to be a part of the show. Sold out. Sold out. For a completely different company. A completely different company sold out. And you're telling me that she's not Becky Lynch level money? Get the fuck out of here. Are you guys not seeing what we're seeing? Where's the disconnect? What's going on there? What are you not seeing that we don't see? Give me the rose-colored glasses that you guys must be wearing. Because what is going on? And now Mercedes is in AEW. A lot of people are talking about, well, Mercedes left WWE because of creative. For the past, and like people think that it's not going to be the same in AEW. Like she's going to be disappointed with the creative and all that. For the past like several months, I want to say the beginning of the year, especially with Deonna Purrazzo popping up in AEW, it feels like the women's division are in a different placement. It feels like the women's division is getting a little bit more care. The Toni Storm stuff is just incredible with Mariah May dressing up as retro Toni Storm, Julia Hart, Sky Blue, Willow Nightingale, hell, Athena in Ring of Honor. It's been looking really good for the women's division in AEW for the past few months. And apparently Mercedes was already on the payroll for the past few months in AEW. I wouldn't be surprised if she's like, cool, I signed the dotted line. Do the work that you guys have to do with this women's division. You know, give the women more time. Let's set up some storylines. And I think this is good. And I think that, you know, she said it herself. The reason why she wanted to go into AEW was because of the women's division. The women's division is there. The talent is there. It's always been there. It's the care that they receive on TV, right? It's getting more TV time other than just throwaway matches. You need to have these promos, these in-ring promos, not just backstage promos. You need to have the in-ring promos so that the live audience can determine, okay, am I going to invest in this character or this character? Which storyline seems compelling for me as a fan to tune in every single week, especially leading up to what we're getting for Dynasty, right? You need to have the women in the middle of the ring, cutting promos, doing segments, coming out and talking shit about one wrestler, and then the other wrestler comes out, and it's a brawl out, and the locker room has to come out and separate them. Why not? Why not? Let's do it for the women. And I think with Mercedes being involved, Deonna Purrazzo is a key element to the women's division as well. Let's not forget about her. Queen Amanita as well. It feels like the women's division in AEW has officially entered a new era. And it makes me really excited about it. It makes me very excited about the future of the women in AEW. And we still have a lot more to go, right? Because we're still waiting on Jamie Hayter, right? When is Jamie Hayter going to show up? What's going to happen with Jamie Hayter? We have Mercedes, you know, popping up in the main event during the, you know, in the TBS title scene. She saved Willow Nightingale. What's happening with that, right? What's happening with her position in the division of the women's division, right? I think it's a great decision to just have her come out, save Willow Nightingale. Let's tune in next week to see where Mercedes is. Does she have any words to share with Willow Nightingale, with Julia Hart? I think it makes sense to start her off here. You don't want to start her off at a 10. Because that's what they did with Deonna Purrazzo. And although it's only been a few weeks, what is Deonna doing? Like, what's next for Deonna Purrazzo now that she's lost a world title shot against Toni Storm, right? You can't start off at the ceiling because where are you going to go? So I think for Mercedes to start out basically at level one is great because you're going to gradually build her up. She's only 32 years old. She has a long, long, long career ahead of her. Such a long career. Dude, she's only 32 years old. Like, that's pretty young in the wrestling world, kind of. I mean, most wrestlers, you know, retire at 50, 40. Most wrestlers wrestle until they're in well into their 60s. And I can see Mercedes doing that. She's a megastar, dude. She won the IWGP Championship last year, and she is a part of the Star Wars universe, and she brought that championship to the red carpet. In what scenario before Mercedes Moné would you ever see an IWGP title on the red carpet of a Star Wars franchise? Let me know. Let me know. Send in a super chat if you got it, if you got the answer to that, if you got any comments, concerns, if you want to vent something out about this week in wrestling. If you're watching this on Twitch, send in some bits. Let me know what you think. But this is a massive move for AEW, for Mercedes Moné, to gain her, to gain Will Ospreay, Kazuchika Okada in 3 weeks, three huge debuts. That's pretty big. And it feels like the entire company is entering a brand new era. So I'm looking forward to it. And again, there's a lot of dream matches for Mercedes on this roster. We've got possibly Mercedes versus Britt Baker. That's the massive match. That's the big money match right there. That's a match that I can see play out most definitely at All In. If All In is going to be as huge this year as it was last year, that's the match you're going to be investing in. I could see that main eventing. But if Jamie Hayter debuts, or not, sorry, not debut, but if Jamie Hayter returns, then it's pretty obvious that she would have to get her title back and go against Toni Storm. So that could be a good main event for All In as well, to have Jamie Hayter face Toni Storm for the AEW Women's Championship. But then where do you go from there? Where do you go from there with Jamie, right? You need to start playing out Jamie versus Britt Baker at some point. And then eventually Britt Baker has to become champion again, right? Maybe. Maybe she does have to become champion again. And then we get Mercedes Moné versus Britt Baker. I mean, let's face it, that match doesn't need a title. Doesn't need the title. It could be, oh, I'm the face of the women's division. Sure. That's the title that they're fighting for. That's the bragging rights that they're fighting for. That is definitely a match that does not need a championship. However, if it does have a championship, I wouldn't be mad at it. I would not be mad at it. I would not be mad at it at all. I think Mercedes Moné has always been such a massive star ever since she was in NXT. When she was in NXT, and she took that bow off of Izzy at NXT TakeOver, that was my, like, that was when I was like, oh, this girl's really good. Because at that time when I was watching NXT, especially like NXT TakeOver Brooklyn, I was just getting back into wrestling. And I was like, who are these girls? Like, these girls seem pretty cool. Mercedes coming out at NXT TakeOver in the car. She's got the rings, the glasses. I was like, this girl looks really cool. And then you had Bayley, the super baby face, wearing the gold and white gear that reminded me of Shawn Michaels from WrestleMania 12. I was like, damn, this seems like it could be a cool match. And then it was. And that match blew my mind. If I watched that match as a teenager, that would have gotten me to the level of, oh, I want to become a professional wrestler. And Mercedes Moné, she's already done it. There's already, like, young wrestlers in the scene right now, in the indie scene right now, that can say, oh, one of the people that got me into wrestling was Mercedes Moné. One of the people that inspired me to become a professional wrestling was Mercedes Moné. We're already seeing her impact. She's been in the game for, I guess, a decade now, right? 10 years at this point. She's already doing it. She's already setting the goalposts. She's a history maker. You can't deny it. You can't deny it. She's part of the first Women's Royal Rumble, part of the first Hell in a Cell, Women's Hell in a Cell. She's going to continue to make history in AEW as well. I can't wait to see the matches that she pulls out. Again, there's so many dream matches. Eventually, when she faces off against Athena, for the ROH championship at that, that would be pretty cool. Eventually, when she, Mercedes versus Billy Starks. God, I'd love to see that. I'd love to see that. There's actually a photo of a very young Billy Starks meeting Mercedes as Sasha Banks when she was NXT champion. Again, she's already the trendsetter. She's already setting out that path for young women to go into professional wrestling. That match, come on now. That match would absolutely be incredible. Eventually, when we get Mercedes Moné versus Hikaru Shida, oh my God, my mind will like just burst. Will explode. Absolutely explode. It's a good move. I think it's a good move for her to go to AEW. I think it depends on the free agent, right? As to where they go. Listen, I'm not a tribalist person. I don't care. I like wrestling, all right? There's people that have come into my Twitch chat that'll discover me and they'll ask, like, well, what kind of wrestling do you like? And I say Stardom. And they're like, I'm not familiar with that. You know, sometimes I'm sure creators get that as well. A lot of Twitch creators, especially. When you're watching wrestling, whether it's Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, or you're just watching, doing a watch along on YouTube with some older wrestling or indie wrestling, right? You always get like, which one do you watch? AEW or WWE? And it feels like sometimes they have the answer of like, well, if you say WWE, then some people will be like, well, I think AEW is better. You know, they got the better wrestling going on over there. Then if you say, oh, I watch AEW. Oh, well, I like WWE. You know, like they've got some really good storylines. They do it so much better. It's so much more massive. It's like, yeah, it's all wrestling at the end of the day, dude. It's all good wrestling. It's also all bad wrestling as well. Anywhere you go. I think it's great. I think with any free agent, it depends where they go. I think Okada going to AEW was a good move. Could have been a good move for him to go to WWE too. But we already know the history of WWE and how they treat some of their talent. And so with Mercedes, it's much more exciting for her to go to AEW. WWE, been there, done that. Again, she's set the goals in WWE, right? She's one of the first black women to main event WrestleMania. Again, being part of the first women's Royal Rumble, being a part of the first women's Hell in a Cell. I feel like I'm missing something else that she was like one of the first women to do. But she's already done. I feel like in WWE, she's already capped what she was capable of doing. And so in AEW, there's just so much more for her to play around with. And that's what gets me really excited about it. First women's tag champions. There you go. First women's tag champions. She's already said it. And I'm really happy for her. I'm really excited to see where she goes. I'm really, really excited to see where she goes. Kev Bones, thank you so much for the super chat. Guys, if you also want to send in a super chat, send in your thoughts. I'd love to read it out loud on air. Please and thank you. Kev Bones says, I was there and the feeling was unreal. God, I can only imagine. I can only imagine the goosebumps that everybody got during that Dynamite. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Congrats to you. Congrats to everybody that was there to see the first official debut of Mercedes Moné. It's got me really excited. I like this character. I think it's also great to start her off as a good guy, right? A face, not a heel. She has the potential to be a really good heel in AEW. But, you know, I'm gonna let her cook. Again, she's got a long career ahead of her. Especially in AEW. She's a very long career ahead of her. She's only 32 years old. Let her start off the first year just like saving people. Saving Willow Nightingale, right? Maybe she's saving Chris Statlander. Also, oh my God, I can't wait for that match. Mercedes Moné versus Chris Statlander. My God. Cannot wait. There's so many dream matches that I think of where I'm just like almost foaming at the mouth of excitement. Because I love women's wrestling. And I love when women... I love it. And so I'm excited. And so I think starting her off as like a good person in the division is great. Because again, you got a lot for her to play around with. You got to have her feel out different characters that's going on in AEW right now. Eventually, I really want to see her versus Athena. I would like to see... In fact, I would love to see Mercedes already as AEW Women's World Champion. Athena somehow, however it may be, drops the Ring of Honor Championship. She goes away for a little bit, right? Maybe give her like 3 months off, 4 months off. Because Athena's back is absolutely hurting from carrying the Ring of Honor brand. Sorry to say, but when I think about Ring of Honor... Today in 2024 and 2023, this era, this new decade of Ring of Honor, I think of Athena because Athena's carrying that entire brand. But eventually, when she loses that title, right? She loses that title. She goes on to AEW Dynamite and she faces off against Mercedes Moné, starts a program, starts a feud. Tell me that wouldn't be Moné. Of course it would. Something like that should main event a double or nothing. It should absolutely main event it. But speaking about like pay-per-views in AEW, we're going to get Forbidden Door soon. And Forbidden Door, it seems very likely that we're finally going to get stardom talent. We had Mina Shirakawa perform this Wednesday against Anna Jay on Ring of Honor. There it is. I feel like we've already put our foot into the door of the collaboration between Stardom and AEW, and it's been a long time coming. And Mercedes very much has a lot of experience with Stardom. And right now, Stardom, we got to see where it is, right? Because Rossi is gone. Julia is about to be gone in a few weeks. She just lost her New Japan Strong Women's Championship. I believe it's rumored that Azumi might leave as well. Shiri might leave as well. So we'll have to see what the state of Stardom will look like. I know it's been said that Tom Nakano is going to stay with Stardom and Micah's going to stay with Stardom as well. So we have to see where we're at come June for Forbidden Door when it's with Stardom. But you also have the deal with CMLL, and Mercedes has said she wants to go back and wrestle in Japan. She wants to go to Mexico and wrestle there. I think she's got her hands full with a lot of great creative ideas, a lot of great dream matches for her. And I personally get the feeling that everyone else had with CM Punk, I have that feeling now with Mercedes Moné. The excitement of, oh, we're going to get like Punk versus Bryan Danielson again in this era, Punk versus Hook, Punk versus Lee Moriarty, Punk versus Daniel Garcia. I feel that way with Mercedes Moné. And I think that she is, I'm going to upset a lot of people, and I don't really care. I've already gotten death threats from AEW fans. I don't really care. I'm going to say it. Mercedes Moné is so much more of a better performer than CM Punk in ring. If you want to talk about might skills, go talk about that somewhere else. I'm not talking about that. In ring, Mercedes Moné is so much more of a better wrestler than CM Punk. So yeah, I am so much more excited about Mercedes wrestling in AEW compared to CM Punk wrestling in AEW. So let's see. I might be talking too soon. I might be talking a little too spicy. I don't know. You let me know if I'm wrong. Please. I'm sure Twitter will let me know if I'm wrong. I'm sure I'll be getting death threats again from that fan base. But I don't think I'm wrong. And I'm much more excited for the outcome of the quality of matches that we're going to get with Mercedes. I'm so much more excited. I think she should be getting CM Punk money. I think she should be getting Roman Reigns money. Why not? Break that glass ceiling, girl. Why not? In fact, I want to see Mercedes Moné versus Will Ospreay. When's that match happening? When is that happening? I saw the poster for All In. They added Mercedes to the poster. She's right in between Jon Moxley and Will Ospreay. And I'm looking at that poster and I'm like, listen, that's a dream match. Mercedes Moné versus Jon Moxley. Who bleeds first? Who bleeds first? Could you imagine? She like gets up in Jon's face. She takes a blade and she starts cutting up her forehead like Eddie Guerrero. Probably not too deep, hopefully. But she does it. She freaks out Jon Moxley. He's scared of her. Like he fears Toriano. I don't know. I'm talking wild right now. I'm talking wild, but I'm excited. I think she deserves the money that she's getting. I think she deserves the praise. I think she does. I absolutely think she deserves everything. Chasmo says, thank you so much. I only got that, but I'm assuming this next message was for the super chat. Seeing two black women at the end of Dynamite made me very happy. It made me very happy as well. Made me very happy. I'm really looking forward to seeing what is going to happen with the future of Mercedes in AEW. I'm really looking forward to it. It's exciting. It's so exciting. It's so, so, so exciting. Oh boy. But guys, if you're watching this on YouTube, please make sure give this video a thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel. If you're watching this on Twitter, hi. Oh my goodness. There's so many of you. There's 200 of you watching this on Twitter. Thank you so much. maybe you want to mosey on into YouTube, continue to give support, thumbs up, all that good stuff. And Twitch, hello. Much love to you. Thank you for watching, guys. Thank you for watching. Oh, my goodness. So we got to get into some WWE stuff. I want to talk about the gauntlet match that happened on Monday Night Raw. Great gauntlet match. Great match. Really liked it. It was fun. I had a lot of fun with it. How many of you guys 100% thought that Chad Gable was going to win? Because I did. I thought Chad Gable was going to win. I thought he was finally going to get his moment. I thought we were finally going to see him going on to WrestleMania. The story, the Cinderella story of Chad Gable. I really thought he was going to win, but unfortunately, Sami Zayn won. And it's not an unfortunate thing, right? Like, I love Sami Zayn. I love Sami Zayn. I love him so much. I thought he did a terrific job with the Bloodline story last year. It seems like he's been struggling a little bit in terms of creative after that, but that's creative, right? It's like, you gotta line something up. And they're pretty busy with what's going on with the main event of WrestleMania. Main events of WrestleMania. But on Booker T's podcast, I believe. Yeah, his podcast, he gave some insight to Sami Zayn and why he is upset with the fans and the fan reaction. And he is upset about the heat that the fans are giving him, and he's like, I thought they loved me, and I see all this stuff online. Listen, the fan reaction to anything on the IWC is just not worth reading. It's not worth reading at all. Because you do get some creative, like, constructive criticism. Me personally, I will say this. I love Sami Zayn. I will always be a fan of Sami Zayn. I will always root for that man. But I can also admit, when that dude does not deserve to win, and that was on Monday Night Raw on that gauntlet match. I think Chad Gable has done the fucking work within the past year of helping keep Gunther's reign relevant. I think Gunther has incredible matches, right? He has incredible matches. He had one of the best matches of the year last year at WrestleMania, when it was him versus Drew versus Sheamus. That's an incredible match. Gunther is an incredible performer. And what he's doing with that Intercontinental Championship is something I don't think we've seen with the Intercontinental Championship in a very, very, very long time. It's been a while since that IC title has felt like the stepping stone for a talent to go off to the main title scene. It's been a very long time since the IC title has felt that way. And with Gunther, it feels like we're back. We are so back when it comes to someone who is holding the IC title of like, oh yeah, put them in the, you know, world heavyweight scene, in the undisputed, whatever is going on with that belt that Roman's holding, whatever's going on there, put him in that. I want to see him in that. He's like the first person in a really long time to make that title seem like that, you know? And I think with his work that he's been doing with Chad Gable has also proven that. I think Chad Gable has proven that. I think he extends it more. I think Chad extends that narrative more of, I'm fighting for this, not only to take down your historic reign, but also, if this is the important title that I can obtain at this level in the mid card, I'm going for it. I want this title. And you are making it seem like this is the be all end all title because you are the longest reigning. So I'm challenging you. And week after week after week, it's been Chad Gable versus Gunther. It's been Chad Gable proving himself against Gunther. They did this whole big buildup for him. Hell, he fought in front of his kids and then his kids cried because he lost the match. Okay? They cried because he lost the match. You gotta have him avenge himself. avenge his family. Avenge them. And you gotta have him do something, you know? And so I think it was just written in the stars for Chad Gable to win that gauntlet match. It just seems like with this win that they gave, the victory that Sami Zayn received in that gauntlet match on Monday Night Raw, it seems like it was more so, well, damn, Sami Zayn main evented WrestleMania night one last year. He won titles last year. He won the tag titles, but he won the gold last year, main eventing WrestleMania. We have to have him do something. We can't just have him main event last year and not have anything for him for WrestleMania this year. Well, let's put him in that IC title match against Gunther. And now they're going to build it for the next 2 weeks. Sami Zayn versus Gunther for the IC title. Blah, 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 blah. I don't care. I love you, Sami. And I love you, Gunther. Gunther, God damn, I loved you ever since you were Walter, just chopping up people left and right. One of my favorite shirts of mine is one of Walter where he's like beating the hell out of somebody. Great photo, actually, but I love them both. I don't care about this match. In terms of story, I don't care. But in terms of like quality, is this going to be a banger? Yeah, of course, because these are two incredible talent. Of course it is. Of course it's going to be a great match. Other than that, I don't care. Listen, what I wanted the most at WrestleMania, what I wanted the most was Chad Gable comes out, huge WrestleMania entrance, right? He's got the whole swoosh thing going on, you know? But he comes out with his kid. He comes out with his kid, big ass WrestleMania entrance. His kid's on his shoulder. You know, it's PG, right? WWE's PG. Why not? He has his kid on his shoulder. He's walking down. He's doing the whole shoosh down the aisle. You know, fans going wild, fans going crazy. He goes up to the rest of the family, to his wife. He puts the kid at ringside. Well, not ringside, but, you know, in the seating at ringside, kisses his wife. He's a wife guy. Sure. Why not? He gets in the ring, gets ready for this match against Gunther. Gets ready for this match against Gunther. Great match. Great match. Suplexes all around the board. Chad Gable looks so big, so swole, so strong. He's a strong man. And then he wins, right? Because it's a story that we've been investing in, that they've been giving us every Monday night, right? You gave this to us for so much, for so long. And now we're invested. I'm invested in seeing Chad Gable get that W. And at WrestleMania, to finally play it out, man, that'd be great to see a good story like that. I mean, it doesn't have to be a bloodline level story, you know, but to see a story like that going into WrestleMania for the Intercontinental Championship, and then that's the way that Gunther loses, I think that's perfect. You want to know why? Because Gunther has proven throughout his whole entire reign that the Intercontinental Championship is very, very, very important. It's probably in his eyes, from what he's positioning himself and the title to be, is that it is the most prestigious title in the company right now, right? That's what he's making it out to be. And so with this, you're making it out to be that way. And then you have an opponent that wants that position, that's hungry for that position. And he's been like, he's ravished for that position because he wants to be that person. Oh, you're positioning this title to be the title, the stepping stone to go off to the main titles. Okay, I want that. And I think that's perfect because that's the story. I think the story for the Intercontinental Championship, for WrestleMania 40 being a huge milestone WrestleMania and repolishing that IC title scene, that's the story that should be going into WrestleMania. That's how Gunther should lose his title. He should lose his title to someone that he might consider to be the real wrestler, right? The real wrestler that's not glitz and glam, that's Chad Gable. And he would be satisfied with, you know, losing to someone like Chad Gable. Chad Gable, do the whole, like, boyhood dream storyline, video package for Chad Gable. He's training, running up the rocky steps. Why the hell not? You know, he's got Tozawa, like, bench pressing him. Why not? Why not? I think that is the more that is the story that I want to see more going into WrestleMania. I would love to see it. However, we're getting Gunther versus Sami Zayn. Sami, I just want to say, if you ever watch this podcast, I don't think that you do. But, you know, I'm no Fightful. I'm no Wrestling Observer. It's fine. But if you ever do, I want you to know, the fans love you. We're always going to love you. I don't think this is a fickle situation. Listen, wrestling fans could be fickle as hell. Let me tell you that. Trust me, I know. But I don't think this is a fickle situation that's happening. I think it's with the Monday Night Raw creatives, they've been telling us, hey, this is something that you should invest in is Chad Gable. Chad Gable coming out last at the Gauntlet. It made sense. It was looking like, you know, the stars were aligning for him to win, and he didn't. And it's not that the fans don't love you. It's that the fans wanted Chad Gable. The fans were a little bit more invested in Chad Gable winning and going on to WrestleMania more than you. And I'm sorry, but that's just the case. Should you get a WrestleMania match? Should you get a WrestleMania moment, Sami Zayn? Absolutely. Absolutely. But it also wouldn't be the biggest deal in the world if you didn't get it. I don't know. There's two nights, though. There's two nights. I don't know. Do something. Host it. Listen, they had nothing for Bayley at WrestleMania 37. And she did an incredible job hosting WrestleMania 37. Okay? Maybe you could do the same. You know, do your little two-step ska dance hosting WrestleMania. They had nothing lined up for Bayley. Okay? I think you'll be fine. Now, Bayley has this match at WrestleMania. And look how she's even being treated by that. She won a Royal Rumble. Fan favorite. I would say fan favorite winning the Royal Rumble. She is a worker. And now, she has this WrestleMania match. Barely doing anything to it. Bayley. That's what they're doing. The disrespect that she's getting is unbelievable. The disrespect. Absolutely wild. Absolutely wild, the disrespect that Bayley is receiving. Just out of this world. Out of this world. But a good week in professional wrestling for all promotions. A good week. I'm really looking forward to see what's going on at Collision tomorrow, Dynamite especially. I'm looking forward to it. I think, you know, I really do think that professional wrestling is the most exciting it has ever been in a really long time. And if wrestling fans disagree with that, I really don't think they're real wrestling fans. I think if you are excited about what's going on with AEW and you don't care what's going on with WWE, that's okay because you're excited about wrestling. I think if you're excited about WWE and you have no idea what's going on with AEW, that's okay. You're excited about wrestling. I think if you're excited about indie wrestling, your local professional wrestling scenes, and you don't really watch AEW, you don't really know too much what's going on with WWE. It's here and there. It shows up on social media. You know, I know WrestleMania season is coming. I might tune into WrestleMania, but I'm much more excited about the shows that are happening at the Collective during WrestleMania weekend. I'm tuning into Fight TV, IWTV. Like, you're a professional wrestling fan. You're a real wrestling fan. But if you're one of these, like, gatekeeping stupid-ass people, you're not a real wrestling fan. You're not a real one. And you should, I don't know, eat dirt. Go play Frogger in a highway. I don't know. That's fucked up. I shouldn't say that. But I think people that gatekeep wrestling make no sense. Make no sense at all. But professional wrestling is at the best state that it has ever been right now. It is so global right now. It is so inclusive, and it's accessible as well, because you can access so much wrestling. So much wrestling right now. You go on YouTube, look up any promotion. You have various different streaming sites. Hell, Wrestle Universe is probably one of the best wrestling streaming sites ever. You get DDT, you get TJPW, you get NOAH, I believe. You get some shows. I think you get some like AEW matches where there's like DDT and NOAH talent showing up. You get some of their matches. Professional wrestling is in the best state that it has ever been right now in this decade, in this year of 2024. And if you disagree, you go away. Goodbye. I don't care what you think. But it's a good week for wrestling, and I'm very happy to see it. I'm very happy to see that there are so many different people that are excited about professional wrestling again. It's been a while. It's been a couple years, maybe a few decades. It's good. It's good. I think everyone should be a professional wrestling fan. I truly, truly think so. I really, really do. I think you should start showing your friends professional wrestling. Why not? Especially now. Listen, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to tune into WrestleMania because The Rock is going to show up and wrestle again. There's going to be a lot of people that haven't watched in a really long time that might be huge Rocky fans, and they're going to watch it. They're going to watch WrestleMania, you know? There might be people that loved Mercedes Moné, like Sasha Banks, and they see her going to AEW. They're like, oh, I really love Sasha Banks. What's going on over here in AEW? They tune in for a Dynamite. They discover more wrestlers that they're going to fall in love with. That's what it's all about, right? That's what it's all about. I love wrestling. I think it's in a great state. I think women's wrestling is in an incredible state right now as well. And I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to the next 2 weeks. Especially, oh my gosh, guys, I didn't even talk about how we're possibly going to get at Supercard of Honor, Hikaru Shida versus Athena. Mind blown. Mind blown. They've been teasing that since All In, I want to say, or All Out weekend. They've been teasing that. And the fact that we're finally going to get it, I would like to see it. Do you think that Athena would lose against Hikaru Shida? I'm not sure. Isa, hello. NYC Demon Diva, thank you for the love. Thank you for the love. Happy to see you here. Happy to see everybody here. Currently have 360 people watching. That's wild. That's so wild. But thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys tuning in every Friday. This has been a lot of fun. I've had a blast. We'll have more people on. We'll have more guests on, especially. We got WrestleMania coming up. So got some fun content lined up for you guys. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it. But that is all. That is my time here, folks. If you enjoyed this podcast, if you're watching this on YouTube, give it a thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel. If you're watching this on Twitch and you're not following already, please do. Consider supporting the channel by subscribing on Twitch, and also subscribing on YouTube as well. Following me on Twitter if you haven't already. If you're listening to this in your beautiful little ear biscuits, you can leave a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I was going to say Apple Music. Do they still call it Apple Music if it's Spotify? Or no, if it's podcast, Spotify. Spotify? I've been so conditioned with saying Spotify so much because of the complex Spotify show that I had. Spotify. Podcast? Music? Spotify. Windows Maker? Napster. I don't know. LimeWire? Wherever you're listening to this, please leave a review and follow. And I'll see you guys next week for more wrestling news. Maybe we'll have a guest on, or maybe not. Who knows? I'm running on like 3 hours of sleep, guys. I gotta go make some more videos. Check out my video that I have, Mercedes Moné Best Gear, ranking the 5 best Mercedes Moné gear of all time. I put that out. It's over on my YouTube channel. Go check that out. I had a lot of fun making it, too. I had a lot of fun making it. So I'm going to make another one today. So you guys have to tune in next Wednesday when I drop that video to see whose gear am I ranking. And also, of course, I want to hear from you guys. Whose gear do you think I should be ranking? I got a Naomi suggestion, but I got a Young Bucks suggestion. I think I'm going with Young Bucks next week. Who knows? Who knows? But I'm Alex Lajas, guys. This is your Queen of the Ring podcast. I will see you guys very soon. Thank you and goodbye. Enjoy the rest of your day.